The old life is gone, and a new life has begun. And I just want to let you guys know today that if you would become aware of your new life in Jesus, I don't care if you got saved when you were 4 years old, or if you got saved 4 months ago, or if you got saved 4 minutes ago, you have become a new person in Christ. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Questions with Caden. My name is Caden Fabrizio. I'm your host of this wonderful podcast where every single episode we take one question. How many questions? One question. And we dive in very, very deep to this question and give an answer that we believe is one, biblical, two, encouraging, and three, freeing for you to walk in the freedom and fullness of Jesus. I'm so glad you're back for episode three. I really hope last week you enjoyed episode two. We had my friend Riley Sewell on the podcast, and she is just an amazing person in general, but just so wise, so anointed to preach the gospel and speak on the subject of fear and courage. And she did so well last week, and so well kind of sounds like Sewell, like her last name. Anyway, but I hope that you watched it. If you didn't, after this episode, go watch it. We're keeping these things short, man. They're 25, 30 minutes so that you can dive into the content, not like lose track of what we're talking about. It's powerful. It's short. It doesn't take all day long to listen, and hopefully you have a good time while you do it. Last week I said, yo, if the episode was so good, I thought last week that I was like, yo, if you have another moment, listen to it once, twice, three times, because I feel like the first way through you're going to pick up some amazing things, and then the second way through I feel like the Holy Spirit's going to reveal even more amazing things, because the conversation was just incredible. It was so good. We had so many people write in and just say that they were so encouraged, that fear actually broke off them. Come on, somebody. They one person in particular said they had a very big opportunity, and they were terrified to go do it. I think it was some sort of public speaking. I can't remember exactly, but they were terrified. And they happened to listen to our podcast that morning, and they actually had fear break off them. They stepped into that opportunity with courage and just knocked it out of the park. So I'm really happy to hear that not only are we just having a great podcast, having a good time, but that the Holy Spirit's actually doing a work through this podcast, and hearts are being transformed and moved and touched. And that's honestly the goal so much. So before we jump in today, be sure to follow us on all our social medias at Questions with Caden, or me at Caden.Fabrizio, to stay up to date on all the things that we're doing. Share with a friend. And this is going to be our first episode where you can see me. We're on YouTube. So welcome, YouTube family. If you want to not just listen to the podcast, but view it from here on out, the podcast will be available on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/CadenFabrizio. That was a lot of stuff to say, but hey, let's get into today's episode. I want to keep it short. I think it's something really powerful. I think it's something that potentially I might get some pushback about. It is a concept that the Holy Spirit has been revealing to me so recently over the past year of my life that has been so freeing to me. It was a question that I asked myself so much. You read the title. The question for today is, am I a sinner? And for today's conversation, I particularly want to speak to those of you that would consider yourselves believers, those of you that would consider yourselves already a follower of Jesus, already somebody that says, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord, my Savior, and I am a part of the family of God, the kingdom of heaven. And if that is you, then today's conversation is really going to be pointed at you, and I think it's going to be freeing. I think there's going to be a lot of revelation and potentially some concepts you've never heard or thought about. The reason that I say there might be pushback is because the way I'm going to take this is something that I actually didn't understand for the longest time. I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up a Christian my whole life. Obviously, there's levels to that, of course. But as I have begun and continued to step into my own intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, knowing Jesus closely and you know, on my own, really figuring out who he is, I've learned and gained, I would say, revelation in this area that has freed me in so many ways, freed me out of religion, freed me out of fear, freed me out of sin. And so I am so honestly excited to answer this question today. The question again is, am I a sinner? And this episode is going to have the most scripture probably of any episode that we have done and any episode that we will do in the future, because I just, this concept is so biblical, and what I'm going to talk about is so, it's so true, and it's so true to the Word of God and the heart of Jesus, and so I don't want anyone to think it's not. So we're going to go scripture by scripture. We're going to dive in. We're going to read a lot of scripture today. And the question is, am I a sinner? Let's pray, and then we'll answer this question. Jesus, thank you so much for this podcast. Thank you so much for everybody that's listening. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would be here during this conversation today, that you would touch hearts. So I pray that you would reveal what we're speaking about today in the hearts of every listener, that you would break chains of sin in our lives, things that are keeping us down, that are having us miss the mark. Holy Spirit, I just pray that your presence would be in this podcast, no matter where we are, in our car, in our room, or wherever. We just love you so much, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. As we always do, let's read some foundational scriptures to set the tone of the conversation today. The first scripture is three verses, and what is the foundational scripture of the answer for today? Am I a sinner? Romans 6:7-9 says, "We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him." It is so good. I really encourage you, I'm going to do it at the beginning of this and probably at the end as well, to, after this podcast, go read Romans 6 in its entirety. It's about the power of sin and how it no longer has power in our lives. It'll give you clarification and revelation to so much of what we're talking about today. The second verse, foundationally, is 1 Corinthians 5:17, one of my favorite verses ever. "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun." Come on. Put a come on, somebody, in the chat. Like, Caden, there's not a chat. Stop saying that. So today, in order to answer the question, am I a sinner, I really think that there's two things that we need to understand. First, what we need to understand is we need to understand who we are as believers, not by a human perspective, but by a heavenly perspective. Because there's always going to be two ways in which we can view ourselves, and we can view ourselves as believers. We can view ourselves with a human perspective, and we can look at ourselves and say, hey, Romans 3:23 says, "For everyone has sinned and all fall short of the glorious standard of God." And we can look at ourselves in the mirror and say, "I'm a sinner, I fall short, I mess up, I'm not good enough, I'll never be good enough." Or we can view ourselves with a heavenly perspective, the perspective of Jesus, the exact perspective that would make God come down to earth to die for humanity. And that perspective would be that you are made righteous, you are pure, you are holy, and that you are no longer to be considered a dirty sinner. I think today someone needs to understand, listening to this podcast, that you are no longer stuck in sin, run by sin, or your sin. But Jesus, his blood on the cross has made you righteous. The Bible says that God sees you as the righteousness of Christ Jesus. When he views you, he sees his son. And I just think that you need to step into that today to understand who we are as believers, is we are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Paul even addresses believers throughout the whole New Testament as saints, as the people of God, as saints, pure, holy, because it's not what we have done, but what Jesus has done for us. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you?" I want to ask you this question. If the Spirit of God lives in you, can the Spirit of God sin? No. God cannot have association with sin. That is why he sent his son Jesus to die for us, so his blood could cover sin, so sin could have no more power, so that death, hell, and the grave would have to bow to him, and that we would no longer be encaged and encapsulated and in bondage to the sin and death. So this is saying that the Spirit of God lives inside of us. So one, we need to be aware of what's inside of us and who we are, because we died to our old selves. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." Again, it comes down to what Jesus did for us. But I want to take a moment. And I want to go back to Romans 6, 7 through 9. I'll just read it again. It says, "We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin." For when we died with Christ, I want to pause on that for a second, because we need to realize that when we died with Christ, when Christ died, we died with him, meaning our old selves, meaning our sin, the things we struggle with, our depression, our anxiety, our suicidal thoughts, they all died with him. 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun." And I just want to let you guys know today that if you would become aware of your new life in Jesus, I don't care if you got saved when you were 4 years old, or if you got saved 4 months ago, or if you got saved 4 minutes ago, you have become a new person in Christ. And I just want to encourage you today in this podcast to say, let's just start becoming aware of what our new person in Christ is, knowing we don't have to sin. We don't have to view ourselves as sinners, but we get to view ourselves with the perspective of how Jesus views us, because he has given us the mind of Christ. So with our mind of Christ, having our mind renewed, we are able to then say we can now view ourselves the way Jesus views us. And once you begin to view yourself the way that God views you, a lot of things begin to change in your life. Because if you view yourself the way Jesus views you, you can't view yourself as not enough anymore. If you begin to view yourself as Jesus views you, you can't view yourself as a sinner anymore. To view yourself as Jesus views you, you can't even view yourself as unworthy to die for. Because what you have to do when viewing yourself as the way that Jesus does, is you have to adopt his thought patterns and the way that he sees you, his perspective. Jesus, God, saw you as enough to die for. He saw you as enough to send his son to be killed on a cross in the most excruciating way, to take on all the sin, shame, guilt, and death of the world, because you were worth it to him, because you were worthy to die for. So to begin this first answering of, am I a sinner, we have to first understand, who are we as believers? And the number one thing I would tell you is, who are we as believers? We're not sinners, but we're saints. And I know it's very common in the church for people to say, no, you're a sinner. You're always going to be a sinner. And they like to go on Romans 3:23, which says, for everyone has sinned, we all fall short of the glory of God. Yeah, we have. But that is a pretense to the cross. That is a pretense to being aware of Jesus. That is a pretense of being aware of the Holy Spirit living inside you, of the Spirit of God being inside of you. We all fall short of the glory of God is a pretense, because now we are clothed in the robes of Jesus. We are surrounded in the presence of God. The Holy Spirit, who is the presence of God, lives inside of us. It unlocks a whole new way for us to begin to view ourselves. Secondly, we drop down into having to understand, okay, if I now view myself the way Jesus views me, which would not be a sinner but a saint, which would not be unworthy but would be righteous, which would not be dirty, would be clean, what would be holy, does that mean that I have to sin? Or in other words, why do I still want to sin, or why do I still sin? Now, let me read you some scripture. 1 John 3:6 says, anyone who continues to live in him will not sin. But anyone who keeps on sinning does not know him or understand who he is. Let me just read that again. Anyone who continues to live in him will not sin. And I just think that someone today needs to know, whether you struggle with a pornography addiction, whether you struggle with lying, whether you struggle with any other sorts of sin in your life, you maybe are addicted to alcohol or drugs or whatever it may be, I think you need to know that you don't have to sin. I think somebody needs to tell you, actually, that when you gave your life to Jesus, you became a believer, a follower of Christ, sin actually died to you. See, it says anyone who continues to live in him will not sin. He's living in you. And all you have to do is become aware and understand who he is in you for you to understand that you don't have to be a sinner. You don't have to sin. Now, what is sin? Just briefly, sin is anything that misses the mark, anything that is not of God. God has a standard, and it is anything that falls short of that standard. But luckily, because of the cross, the standard is Jesus. The standard is knowing him. The standard is what he has done. It has nothing to do with you. And so it says in here, but anyone who keeps on sinning does not know him or understand who he is. And I would argue that potentially the reason that you may be a believer still struggling with sin, still addicted to pornography, still struggling with lust, still struggling with alcohol addiction, still have an inclination to lie or to cheat or bitterness or hatred, I would argue it's because you do not fully understand, one, who Jesus is, and two, who you are because of him. John 3:6 says it, but anyone who keeps on sinning does not know him or understand him. See, a large part of our walk with Jesus, a large part of walking in freedom and fullness, like I'm so passionate about. And I say freedom and fullness because there's a level of knowing Jesus that doesn't feel free and doesn't feel full because you don't actually know him. Because all you know is religion. All you know is rules. All you know is guilt and shame for not doing enough or being enough or acting enough or performing enough. That's not Jesus. Jesus is fullness. Jesus is freedom. Jesus is joy. Jesus is peace. And what I would argue with you is the reason that you may still think that you're stuck in sin is because you may not carry the full understanding of who Jesus truly is. And I think all that takes is asking the Holy Spirit, who already lives inside you because you are a believer, to say, Holy Spirit, would you give me fresh revelation? Would you give me the mind of Christ? Would you renew my mind? Renew my mind so that I can begin to understand who Jesus is. And when you begin to understand him, you begin to know him, then you truly begin to understand yourself and you begin to know yourself. Because what you may know up until this point is you may know the you of the past. You may know the you stuck in sin, the you before Jesus. But the Bible says when you met Jesus, when you gave your life to him, your old self died with him on the cross and new life was born. And that's joy, that's freedom, that's hope. That's saying nothing you did in the past matters. Nothing you did in the past is going to weigh you down. Stop beating yourself up about it. Stop claiming you're your past or what you did back then. None of that matters. It's all been washed. It's all clean. You live new life now. And so we look more into scripture and we read that Romans 6:14 says, sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Again, there's that word freedom. Sin is no longer your master. It's time that we stop claiming sin to be the thing that has power over us when we know that Jesus who lives in us has given us power, authority, and dominion over everything on this earth, every principality, every power of sin, every darkness. But come on, somebody, you have the power of Jesus living inside you, that you don't have to believe that sin rules your life anymore. You don't even have to claim yourself as a sinner. See, for me, one of the things that really helped me in my life, walk in my walk with sin and walk with lust and stuff like that, is beginning to speak to myself in the way that Jesus speaks to me. In those times when I walk through temptation or I feel the inclination to sin or to fall into temptation, I begin to speak with Jesus. I begin to recite what he thinks of me. I begin to ask the Holy Spirit to renew my mind so I begin to think as he does. And then I begin to think who I am. And I call myself a saint. And I call myself righteous. And I say, I don't need to sin because there's no power of sin over me. I have the power to say, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to fall to temptation because temptation is not a sin. And that's a whole nother thing. But it's not a sin to be tempted. It's only a sin to act on the temptation. So when temptation comes and I go, no, I don't have to do that. I am a saint. I'm beloved. I am whole. I am full. I walk in freedom. I am not in bondage. The chains were broken and I didn't pick them back up. That is beginning to understand who Jesus is. because he's speaking to you about who you are. And it's really, really hard for you to understand who you are if you never know who Jesus is. So the question for today, am I a sinner? The answer is no. If you gave your life to Jesus, if you walk with him, if you are aware of his presence in you, one, you're not a sinner. Two, you don't have to sin. There's this common mistake. There's this common language in the church that says, like, that gives power to sin almost by making us think that we don't have control over it. Like, we're going to sin because Adam sinned, which means it made humanity fall. It made us live in a fallen world, which means we're just going to sin and there's nothing we can do about it. I'm just a human. I'm just going to sin. Oh, bummer, I cheated on my wife. I'm going to sin, dude. I'm just a man, you know? Like, I'm just – but that's not the truth anymore. Because the truth now says, like 1 Corinthians 6:11 tells us, some of you were once like that. Some of you once did cheat on your wife. Some of you once were addicted to pornography. Some of you once did lie a ton. Some of you once did want to kill yourself. Some of you once, but you were cleansed. You were made holy. You were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. That's out of the Bible. That's 1 Corinthians 6:11. Some of you were once like that, but you're not anymore. So it's time today to stop claiming sin over our lives. It's time today to stop claiming we're sinners. It's time today to stop claiming that it has power over us, that we're bogged down by it, that we're just living to try and beat sin. It's already been beaten. And so today I want you to become aware of who God is. I want you to become aware of who God has called you to be, who God has made you because of the cross. And I want you to just walk in freedom. I even think right now, like as we're going to close this podcast up, here pretty soon. I like to keep them short. You guys know that. And also, I'm going to bring on a friend later in this season, and we're going to go Am I a Sinner Part 2, and we're going to talk deeper, and we're going to go more into this subject, and he's a super wise pastor that I believe speaks so well on this, and we're going to go more into this, so stay tuned for that. But for today, the question is, am I a sinner? And the answer for you is no. And I even think that today in this podcast that maybe you just need to be freed from maybe one bad preaching, two bad theology, three maybe just a bad self-thought, like thinking life, like a bad perspective on believing that you are a sinner. Maybe someone told you you're a sinner and someone said you're always going to be a sinner. That's not biblical. That's not the truth. Maybe someone told you that you're going to always be trying to outrun your sin because you're just a human. But that's not true. The Bible says that the Spirit of God lives inside you. The Bible says that you are in Christ and Christ is in you. You're no longer a slave to sin. You're no longer out chasing your sin. You already beat it because God living inside of you already beat it. So my goal for today's conversation mostly was to give you some scripture. And I would encourage you to go through all the scriptures that I read. I'll actually put them in the description below. I'll list them all. Read them on your own time. Spend time in the Word today. Spend time, whether that's today, tonight, tomorrow morning, whenever you have time, read these scriptures. Read the scriptures before them, the scriptures after them, and begin to allow the Holy Spirit to teach you and reveal to you the truth about sin, the truth about who you are, the truth about understanding who you are and who Christ is in you. And I believe that you're going to experience freedom. Chains are going to be broken off your life that have already been broken, but you're believing are still on you. And you're going to begin to walk in freedom and fullness. You're going to feel light as a feather, understanding that none of this has power over you. In fact, you have power over all of it. You have the power to say, no, 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 I'm not falling to that. You have the power to say, get behind me, Satan. You have the power to say, not today. You have the power to say, in the name of Jesus, I will not fall to temptation today. In the name of Jesus, I will not lie. In the name of Jesus, I will not watch porn today. In the name of Jesus, I will not have another drink. In the name of Jesus, I will move past depression and anxiety. I will move past suicidal thoughts, self-doubt. I'll move past all of it. Because I'm going to start to believe who I actually am. And it's not a sinner. It's not enough. But it's fearfully, wonderfully made. Righteous in the eyes of God. With a call and a purpose on your life. Not to be interrupted or distracted by sin. but to walk in fullness and freedom of Jesus. And I believe today that that's going to happen. Can I pray for you guys right before y'all go do whatever you're doing? Maybe you're like making cookies right now. I hope you're making cookies. I love cookies. Lord, thank you so much for today's episode, Father. We just pray right now. I just pray that chains of sin would break off people's lives right now in the name of Jesus. That even under the sound of my voice, as they're listening to this, wherever they may be, no matter how long after we recorded this podcast that they're listening, Holy Spirit, I just pray right now you would reveal to them the truth about who they are, Father. They're righteous, they're pure, they're made new. And Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would allow them to begin to walk in that, to fully believe that, that past thoughts would break off, that thoughts that they are who they used to be would break off. They begin to adopt and inherit the new life that you have given them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, we love you, and it is in your name we pray. Amen. I love, love, love this topic. Like, genuinely, I'm so excited. I'm just so happy that we got to talk about this. I think it's something that's on my heart a lot. And if you have any questions about today's podcast, about today's thoughts, just reach out to me on social media. You can reach out to us at Questions with Caden on Instagram, or you can just simply reach out to me at Caden.Fabrizio on Instagram and DM me, and we'll have a great conversation. I'll probably send you voice memos, to be honest, because I don't love to text. I love to voice memo. And we'll just dive deep into your thoughts, and we'll talk about this. But I'm believing that this is going to start to build the foundation of revelation in your life for you to begin to walk in the freedom and fullness of Jesus. Yo, we love you so much here at Questions with Caden. I'm grateful for every single one of you guys. If this episode intrigued you, if this episode freed you, this episode encouraged you, I'd just say, hey, share it with a friend. It helps us out so much here. And I actually haven't done this yet on the podcast. I keep forgetting. But be sure to leave a review. If you love the podcast, give us 5 stars and then leave a review. Every review and rating that you give us helps us to reach more people and for the podcast to have a bigger reach. And really what we're trying to do is just reach people with the message of Jesus and the hope of Jesus. So if you can do that, if you can leave a review, be greatly appreciated. You don't have to, though. I mean, there's no strings attached. You can do whatever you want. But anyway, hey, next episode, I have a good friend of mine, Janine Amapola, coming on the pod, and we're going to have a great conversation and answer a really important question. And so hopefully you're going to be excited for that one. I'm really looking forward to it, but it's going to be great. I love you so much. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next one. Peace out, fam. Love you.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.